As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I drove all the way down to Meridian today and got this fucking Prius. I don't know what to think about it. Honestly, I don't.
What made you want to do that?
I was telling you, my car had those mechanical issues and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And my brother's like, dude, let's trade for a little while. You can drive the Prius.
Oh, so you didn't like go to a lot and buy one?
No, no,
not a trade-in.
No, this is me and my brother swapping up.
Okay, okay.
And he's going to fix the Subaru, and I'm going to do like the little stuff to his, like maintain it. Like I ordered a radio for it today. I'm going to put a K&N air filter in it. You know, just keep it maintained, basically.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that this was not so much of a recent thing now. It's kind of been going on since I got the truck back from the wreck. It went out about a month after the radio did.
The radio did?
Yeah.
I've heard of things like that. Like, his Bluetooth quit working.
This is like...
FM still like works.
My backup cam works. The radio works. There's no sound.
No sound. Oh.
And, you know, like, it'll pop. So I was like, that's probably the amplifier in the radio. Just probably need to replace the radio.
Yeah.
But I know, and it's weird.
Does yours have a factory amplifier?
I don't know. If it does, it's part of that radio.
It's built in the back.
Yeah. Which I highly doubt it. I took off every door panel, and I got the ohm meter out, and I checked each speaker. And then
are they getting power?
Yeah, and then okay. And then I checked continuity on both ends.
Yeah,
I was like, "Gotta be the radio.
Gotta be." Yeah, and I mean, I've been searching for dash kits ever since I got back to Columbus with that Prius.
Oh, you ain't gonna put factory back?
Hell no, I'm going aftermarket. Got me a doubled in Apple CarPlay coming.
Give me a second, I'll have you.
I'm a bougie ass bitch.
Well spoken.
My brother's been driving that thing without a radio for fucking no telling how long.
I'm that way. You know, like,
he just don't even give a shit. He's like, whatever.
You know, most things I don't give a crap on, man. Like, if I bust a hole in my jeans, as long as it ain't, like, in my crotch.
In your crotchal area?
Man, if it, you know.
Whatever.
I ain't sweating it.
Yeah.
And even, like, them, I'll probably wear around the house. I ain't gonna throw it.
There's comfort in some jeans that you've been wearing for years. Man, I got some that I've had for a decade. Some Carhartts. Mm-hmm. They feel like pajama pants.
It's true, man. You can break. And Carhartt's got that triple thread. It's hard to blow those seams out.
That lets you know how long I've had those pants for them to feel like pajama pants, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
They don't really fit so well anymore. You know, they're a little large these days.
I don't wear but three brands of jeans. I wear Levi's, Wranglers, and Carhartt.
I got you.
And I blow them all out in the crotch every time. That's what they all blow out there. You know, most durable, definitely going to say Carhartt.
Dude, I've been using the cheaper, like, version of Carhartt at Tractor Supply.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ridgeland Mountain or something.
I got some of them in my closet, man.
Dude, I dig them.
I noticed like the fabric; it was a little bit more comfortable.
And they're like
looks like it could breathe better too.
They're like $10 to $15 a pair. That's too. Right. So if you mess them up, you're only out $10 or $15.
Yeah, I used to like rocking them. I had me some Dickie overalls.
Mm-hmm.
Dickies are pretty cheap.
Yeah, I wear some Dickie shorts now. Cause man. Shops be hot, dude.
Shops be hot. Those days are over, though.
Nah, I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. That might be what I do at first when I go up to Memphis, just because it's quick and I know they're hiring, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a no job I know I can get. I got all the tools I need for it.
Oh, at the you had to buy your own at Carl Hogan?
Yeah, I had my own tools going in because I had to have them down where I was in Meridian.
Man, I'm spoilt at my job now.
They provide your tools?
Anything I request.
Really?
I got me a brand new metal detector coming. Be ordering just some crazy off the wall. No, I don't do off the wall stuff.
Yeah.
But, from my previous job, you had to buy all your tools.
Yeah, that's the way it was when I was machining.
Mm-hmm. And I would always, when I quit that job, I'd give those tools to my brother most of the time. My brother's like a tool nut.
Yeah.
And that dude will go through your tool bag like your sister will, your closet, looking for a shirt, or a younger brother, you know? Like that dude will... Same with the tackle box. You got to watch
it. Man, you got any more of them chartreuse? What are they? I don't remember enough about fishing lures to sound intelligent on it. So I remembered chartreuse.
Man, when I tell you, like, it's like this, and I'm thinking about it, so I'm working on it, dude.
Yeah, you're good.
When I go fishing now, I don't even own a reel and rod anymore. I don't know, like... I don't know what happened to it, but I mean, my brother might have got it. I don't know.
Might have.
I
know I left mine at a friend's house years ago. Left one of my good, like, Abu Garcia bait casters at her house because she lived at in Tanglewood.
Yeah.
And that thing's gone. Long gone.
Yeah, man. I've had a thief for just around me for some time, man. He's like... That tackle box, if you flip it open, there ain't no good stuff in there. Like, all that's left in that box is the stuff that nobody wants.
Yeah, just like some what are they, earthworm-colored rubber worms?
I think they call that oil. I don't remember.
Yeah, oil. Yeah, I think you are right. I think it is oil.
I don't know. Like I said, dude, it's been so long. You know,
I've caught some fish on them brown ass fucking.
I have too. Yeah, I was about to say my favorite worm was a pumpkin with a chartreuse tail.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. Yeah,
U-tails. Yeah, man, fishing.
Dude, you know we always mess up. You know how we mess up?
How's that?
We don't ever introduce the show.
Yahtzee.
Ha ha! Gotcha.
We simply says this. All of our loved ones, if Jesus were to come tonight, before you and I, you can hear the gospel and you don't feel anything, then you are in your most dangerous position.
Man, you called it.
Yeah.
All right, so the opening was about cars and car radios and fishing.
Fishing. That's so, nice. Well, I walk in to some ambient, you know, let's get it on lighting, and I'm like, Alan, what is going on in here, man? Welcome. Like, what am I coming into? Yeah.
I never thought about that. Like, most time we're recording here, I always have that.
Yeah, that overhead, the aurora on over our head.
Yeah. But it's kind of a hotter day.
Yeah.
And that thing puts out a lot of heat.
It does put out some heat. It does. It's nice and cool in here tonight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got the... I was almost hoping to have some Bow Chicka Wow Wow going on in the background when I walked in.
It's putting off that kind of vibe.
Huh? It is putting off that vibe, man. Like, you know, at least, you know, like a scented candle or something. Like, maybe a beard oil.
There's one over.
Jar open.
Oh, let's put the vibe out.
Yeah.
We'll go. Here's the Munson ad.
Yeah.
We're going with the Phoenix. We're just going to put the vibe out.
Yeah, okay. See, now I have the ambient lighting and the aroma.
Yeah.
Dude, all I need is a dinner, and I'm ready to roll. I mean, I don't even need any lube.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, there used to be a warning on that door. You know, it's...
Well, didn't you tell... There was a story you were telling me.
Oh, Lord, I don't know.
If you don't know if it's pork chalk approved.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, there's some things that are not pork chalk approved.
We have stepped off. We gotta get back on track.
Anyway, yeah. Speaking of the blacklight thing, do you remember when they were popular and everybody had one in their room, just in that one poster with the mushroom? You know, yeah. Said, eat me.
What about a lava lamp?
Lava lamp, too. Yeah, I remember those.
That was like late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, everybody had to have the lava. And well, you know, it originated in what, the 60s, 70s or something like that?
Yeah, it was like that groovy thing. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then it came back around in the 90s.
I think it was because of that 70s show.
Probably. You know, they were sitting around the table having their session, and the lava lamp would always be around, like, waving when they, you know.
I was into that show, man. Like,
I loved it.
Then and now.
That's always my go-to if I'm, like, out of shows and I need something to watch just to pass some time. I'll just find a season of that 70s show and just watch until I have to leave.
I got three like that.
All right.
Now, you know, TV has changed quite a bit, but, you know, The Office.
Yeah, see, I never got into it. It's that awkward comedy?
Yeah, sure. Here's my argument. Number two is Seinfeld.
Ah, I dig that now.
It is the only TV show with a laugh track that is funny without the laugh track.
Yeah.
Have you, like, just, if you haven't, look up Seinfeld without laugh track. It is still funny.
Okay.
If you, I'll do that. Like, what is that show? The Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
You take the laugh track off of that?
Unfunny.
Dude, it's cringy.
It's like, it's super awkward. Like, almost, it's worse than The Office.
Yeah. And then, but the same with Friends.
Friends was awkward too, yeah.
Friends is not funny without a laugh track.
Yeah, because the jokes, it was like that time, it was like you had to be in the situation, and if you weren't in the situation, you wouldn't know when to laugh. It's like you had to be there moment. They were showing all these you had to be there moments on TV, and you weren't there. So they had to put in something to make it seem like you were there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You know, it's... The thing about a laugh track to me is like, and that 70s show does it sometimes, is the beginning of a scene is started like, you know, let's just say that Eric is just sitting down in the basement and the scene opens, it pans over, laugh track. And it's like huh? Dude, what?
What?
Is this?
What the fuck?
He's
just sitting there, man. What's he doing? What are we missing?
Yeah, what up? Did y'all do something before we...
Is there something we missed? What happened?
Did something happen on the commercial break?
Yeah. What did we miss? Did y'all do something? But yeah, man, but I don't know.
Yeah, that 70s show is definitely...
I dig it, yeah.
Yeah. I'm with that show.
So what were... All right, what's your last one?
That is those threes. It would be The Office, Seinfeld, or...
Seinfeld and that 70s show.
That 70s show.
I guess my three would be that 70s show, Criminal Minds... And,
Were you into Criminal Minds before dating or being married?
No, I was not. I was not into it at all.
Yeah, I don't watch those, you know.
Yeah. Dramas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. Or, you know, just that true crime, like... There's podcasts like dedicated just to that.
Yeah, they're
and
cool.
And the following,
yeah,
you know, if you look at the statistics, it's like predominantly female.
My wife loves true crime podcasts.
I mean, I know a lot of girls that just, you know, they love them. You know, love true crime shows. That kind of thing bothers me a little bit.
Me too. Especially when she's constantly watching those homework. Husband killers. That fucks with me a little bit. And then she's always like watching How to Get Away. We watched How to Get Away with Murder like twice. And I'm like, this is scary. You scare me now. Why are you being so scary?
Yeah.
Why don't you not cook my food? That's why I cooked for her so long, dude, because I was afraid she might be trying to poison me.
Confessions.
Dun, dun, dun. Maybe we could get the true crime category. What up, ladies?
Hey, I got a story from Porch Talk. Y'all remember Big John?
Yeah.
Well, they moved to Memphis and we never saw him again.
Whoa. That's a real fear. You know, if I was still drinking and hood walking and, you know, going on through all the stuff like I was doing, going through the sketchy sides of town.
You know, like the most fast, and I walked with you on a couple of those nights.
Yeah, yeah.
To where you were street walking. But, like, Columbus to me is, like, nothing compared to some places that I've been.
I don't know, man. Walking around some streets in Columbus at, like, 2 in the morning is pretty sketchy.
Yeah.
But not like walking the street, and not like it was when I walked the streets in New Orleans.
Yeah. That's the story that always sticks with me. Like, I remember that story. Dude, I think when you went down there, we hadn't been doing this long.
No,
I think we had just started hanging out.
Yeah.
You had a trip down there, and then I just saw you post that video of just like randomly at what, like 2 or 3 in the morning?
Yeah.
And I was like, how did that?
Yeah. Dude, that was a random ass night, man. I drank some absinthe.
That'll do it.
Drank a whole lot of alcohol, and it was on.
Have you ever, maybe I didn't drink enough of it. I've had it twice, but I didn't really hallucinate.
It depends on if you get the absinthe with real wormwood or not. If it's got the synthetic wormwood, I don't know how much of it you'd have to drink to hallucinate. But now, the real stuff that you have to ask for specifically, it's like 2 shots, and you're in there.
Hmm.
But like the synthetic stuff just gets you really drunk, it seems like.
Yeah, I think that's the only kind of experience I've ever had on it, to be honest.
I don't know what all happened to me that night. I was drunk enough to get kicked out of a bar in New Orleans.
I think that takes a special level.
Yeah, I was fucked up enough to get kicked out of a bar in New Orleans.
Yeah.
In the French Quarter.
Yeah, you must have been doing something, right?
And then me and this homeless guy went and ate breakfast.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's how it started and how it ended, and everything in between was just a blur.
Yeah, it was just wild, dude.
Yeah.
Just walking. I walked 17 and a half miles that night.
Wow.
Yeah.
We had, it was my senior trip. We were staying at the Sandpiper Beacon in Panama City, and this was not a dangerous experience, but, Andrew, he was down there with Jessica. We graduated together. And I don't know why he was so worried or he spent so much of his time, but, like, I would disappear.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's kind of a resort, so, like, everybody's kind of there. It had its own bar. It had everything. Nice beach. It's kind of outside of town a little bit.
So what you're looking for.
So everybody there was... there. They weren't, you know, hanging out at Club La Vila or...
Yeah, going out. They right. Were
we were
there.
Yeah. So it didn't take long to get to know a lot of people because it was just one big party.
Yeah.
And...
you know how parties go, too, you know?
Yeah. And I had disappeared. And, like, Andrew just starts just, like, walking the beach. He'd be like, hey, y'all see now? And he's like, immediately knew who I was. Yeah. He was just here earlier. He went
that way.
He went up to the room.
Yeah.
He'd go to the room. Just people hanging out. Y'all see now? Yeah, he left. He went upstairs.
Yeah.
You know, it was an endless cycle of like bouncing around. And he's like, I never did find you. And then Sid found me later. I was passed out in a bathroom.
Nice.
I had fell backwards into a tub.
Yeah.
Knocked me unconscious.
When they tried to find me for dinner after the concert they went to, they had to put in my info and find my iPhone and guide me to them.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how... This was at 9. I was out until the sun was up.
No idea where you were.
No fucking clue, man. It's lucky. I'm so lucky I didn't die. I ate Little Debbie cakes with the homeless men in the square when everybody else leaves.
Yeah. You were just living life, huh?
Dude, I was just out there. They had the raisin cream with the red little jelly in it. I don't know what they're called. They got the white cream with the red center. I don't know. I see them at Walmart all the time.
I tell you something I've been thinking about. I was listening to it today, and I think, like, the point of, like, I want to say this for, like, moving into it is, I guess they shared with you. They offered some of their...
Oh, hell yeah.
Ain't that something? That's nuts.
Dude.
That might have literally been all they had.
Changed my perspective that day. That night changed my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I thought they were all just lazy. Some of them are. Some of them are just, but they'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just lazy. I ain't trying to do nothing but get drugs. Mm-hmm. Hang out. I can go home, but I don't want to.
Some don't have that option.
And then some don't have that option.
Yeah.
And, like, when I fell down on Lake Pontchartrain, still got the scars from, the homeless guys gave me Band-Aids, alcohol wipes, all kinds of stuff. They were taking care of me, dude. The homeless community in New Orleans took care of me that night.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
Yeah, man. I've been thinking about this, you know, with... And this is not a political thing. It's just something that, like, I've been listening to a few podcasts, and they've been covering it, and I've heard a lot of different views. And, like, I think, like, this one is, this is a pretty good take. And if you don't agree with it, I'd like to know what your thoughts are. That's for you listening as well. You can contact me on social media. We're on all the big
all
ones.
All of them, yeah.
And you can go to the contact page on the website. But I don't think, like, police brutality, like, we need police reform on several different levels. But 60% of the population is white in America, right? Mm-hmm. 50% of the people killed by police are white.
Mm.
All right. 20% of the population is Latino. 20% of the Latino population are, you know, that's 20% of the people killed by cops is Latino. So that is, like, dead even proportionate.
Mm-hmm.
20%. Now, this is where it gets out of control. But then listen to the second part. 11% of the population is black.
Okay.
But 23% is killed by police. Like, that's of the breakdown of, like, if you look at all the people for a year that was killed by a police officer.
Yeah.
You know, it would be 50% white, 20% Latino, 11% black. Or no, 22% black.
Yeah.
Yeah, that adds up. So, yeah.
Close enough. Lance Arms.
Now, think about this. I don't think so much of it as being a race issue as it being a class issue.
I would say class more of a race than anything.
I think it's poverty. And think about it, man. Like, I don't really know your background or how you grew up, but, like, when we were partying in this house...
Yeah.
We were getting rowdy.
Yeah.
The folks who hang out here kind of came from the same economic background.
Mm-hmm.
These weren't exactly the cool kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we would get rowdy. You know, the cool, popular kids are down the street having a party. My house gets raided.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, like, I always think class, man.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not a race thing. It's a class thing. So it's a war on the impoverished.
And, like, I don't, you know, Micaiah, that happened in Columbus, Ohio, and George Floyd and Chauvin trial is, you know, and he's guilty. And,
yeah,
like,
it's all that.
I hate that all these things continue to happen. And, like, it's not right. But I was like, we can't just automatically just throw up a race card.
Every time. You can't just automatically assume.
And I couldn't imagine, like, being a police officer right now.
God, especially with what they get paid. You know, a lot of them are looking at less than $20 an hour to have to worry about getting shot. There's more police killed than they kill.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, when you really look at it, there's more police officers killed than are killed by police. I mean, and I'm not anywhere close to a, you know, I mean, I'm pretty law-abiding, but I'm not a, you know, a Blue Lives Matter person.
That's it, yeah.
I'm a leave me alone, I'll leave you alone kind of guy.
Same thing, man. Just, yeah, I just want to be left alone.
And I don't know, I think a lot of it is, there's this young generation of people, like our age, even our age, and below. A lot of them are scared, dude, scared. Scared to live life. Scared, like, even in, you know, situations to where they're trained to deal with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's fear. And it's always the first resort is to shoot. Like in the situation that happened with me. Instead of me and that dude fighting, he went to shoot. You know, because it's just something, man. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I think we may have lost our balls somewhere. As a society.
I don't know.
You know, like in Friday, the man's like, Craig, why you got the gun? Put the gun down, Craig. When I was your age, we used these. We used our fist, and you fight, and you live. You live to fight another day. You know, that's the most, it's the best shit ever said in any movie ever.
I agree with that when it comes to mano a mano.
Yeah.
But when I was married, I'd never been so pro-gun.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine having a child.
Oh, man.
Because, like, number one priority for me is their safety.
First, yeah.
And now, you know, I'm single now, so, like, I'm more lax. Like, I believe it's an inalienable right that was given to us by the Constitution that we should be able to have arms, but it is a defensive weapon.
It's to protect us from the government if we ever need it.
Yeah, and it's also for your own protection. But like, if you have a man, you get in a problem. I hope we can use words, but if it escalates to fist,
yeah,
that should be as far as it goes. It shouldn't resort to a knife or a gun.
Absolutely.
But yeah. I mean, but. Like,
that's where these kids
But once
go.
Again, like when I was married, if you mess with mine, but I ain't playing any kind of game with you.
Yeah. Know? And that's why Brianna's like freaking out because I'm talking about I need to get a 380 to like carry when we go out. And she's like, why do you need a pistol? I'm like, why do I not? I'm like, I don't want to carry my 9 every day or when we go out. I just want to have a little small pistol.
Mm-hmm.
To take care of what I need, if we need it, ever.
That's right. Not to wave around.
Yeah, not to wave around.
Or be irresponsible.
Woo, I just want to have it for the instance that we may need it. Mm-hmm. You know? No, look at my gun, motherfucker. You know, none of this sidearm held out in the gas station, two pistols on my side, you know, none of that stuff.
Yeah.
I want to have my pistol on me, just in case. Because I have been shot before. So I have a little more fear than normal people.
Yeah.
So, that's, you know, I know Memphis isn't any worse than Columbus. It's all depending on where you are and what kind of atmosphere you put yourself in. That's how you get into a bad situation. It's no situation. If you're doing the things that you need to do, minding your own business, you're not going to get into much. You know, keep in the crowd. Don't get off by yourself in the wrong area and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
But now if you get off by yourself in the wrong area, you're just asking for it just like you are anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's especially like at night, and the places that we lived in while we were living down in Mobile, I didn't really have any kind of fear. It was fairly safe. I was in two different apartment complexes, and I moved out to Grand Bay because I just city just ain't for me.
Yeah,
you know, I don't mind being around or close in proximity to a city, but hell, I like the country.
See, I'm the opposite of that. Are a city
you?
Guy.
Yeah. Are you? But like, it's two different things for me. Is there's street smart in the city.
Yeah.
And then there's like street smart in the country.
Yeah.
And it's weird to me, especially at night. I can almost like feel my brain like click to another level.
Yeah.
It's just like, all right, game on, you know.
Yeah. Somebody's coming around here, they're looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what you get when you live out here. Yeah. Somebody coming down the driveway, I either know they're coming or they shouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, man, it's easy to get caught with your pants down, like, in the country. Like, it could be as simple as stepping out in your backyard. It's like, that could be a poisonous snake. You ain't ready.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to be on your toes.
See, man.
You're getting up underneath your house. You ain't no telling what might be in there.
Yeah, yeah. Really, though. Especially, man, around here. With as damp as some of the under these houses are, cottonmouths love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just, I don't know. And especially you get to having like animals like chickens and things like that. You start attracting predators.
Yeah. If you got something they want, they'll come around.
Man, I'll tell you what, like a hawk will surprise you.
Hawk, you know that little dog?
I've seen a hawk like scoop up a full grown house cat.
Yeah, like Bama?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Bama
yeah.
Be gone ass.
Yeah, he's a little.
He'd be gone. If a hawk was hungry.
Yeah.
Because they'll pick up a rabbit, a 10-pound rabbit in a heartbeat.
Yep. And he's a little Jack Russell Terrier for y'all wondering about Bama. I think everybody has like a different name for him. I have three or four. He just kind of goes with the flow.
Yeah.
I call him Little Raptor sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
He's quick.
He is quick. I will give him that.
All right, now we've swapped over to dogs. We will not be going off the deep end. We're gonna share our favorite dog stories.
Dude.
Are we?
I can do it, man. I've had a bunch of dogs.
Driving all night long. I wanna put the past behind me. Let it go, I'm gonna change my condition. Change everything. Change my way. Gotta move on. Gotta make a stand. I gotta make the change.
Thank you.
Have you?
I have. I was a dog person for a very long time. And then I got a cat. Dude. It's all the best parts of the dog and none of the hey, check me out, pet me. You know, it's none of that. You have to go find the cat to pet the cat, usually. Yeah,
the cat doesn't care.
Yeah, the cat does not care.
Like, oh, you home?
Cool. Hey,
put some food in that bowl.
Put some food in that bowl in there. I mean, I'm pissing your shoe.
Yeah, dude, I don't mind cats. I'm not opposed to a cat. I wouldn't mind a dog-cat combo, but I wouldn't be.
Have you seen those hybrid cats that are, like, huge, like the Savannah hybrids and stuff?
I've seen that. Look, no, I ain't about that. I don't. That's the thing. Like, there's a limit. It's because, I'm going to tell you this, is bobcats, a big cat is a big problem in my eyes. Like, you want to talk about, like, stupid fear? Getting pummeled by a damn cat? I don't want no part of that.
Think about it, though. Think about it. You just had this huge, like, cat that you, like, feed filet mignons. Like, literally the little 8-ounce filets.
I'm telling you, man, like, I don't do a lot of research when I go to foreign countries if I ain't never been.
Yeah.
Like, usually I'll have somebody on the trip that I know that'll inform me on all that. Yeah. You know the only thing that I look up? The only thing.
Cat predators?
Yes. It's like, is there a jaguar?
Yeah.
I don't want to see one.
What about big panthers?
Yeah. Hey, you think about that, man. I hear these horror stories, man. And you know how, like, crazy these big cats can sound. You know, like, some will say that it sounds like a woman getting raped, you know. That
hell yeah, dude. It sounds like a lady screaming.
Freak you out, you know. And could you imagine just being up in your deer stand and you kind of look, and there's just a cat looking right back at you in the eye? Same tree?
Oh, no. No, I ain't thinking about that. That's scary. Because now they're learning from you to get up in the tree and let the food come to them and then come down on them.
That's my take on big cats. Irrational fears, phobia, if you will. Big cats.
Spiders.
Spiders is yours?
Yep, that's my worst fear. I hate them. I hate them 1,000,000,000 times.
I hate the feeling of walking through a web.
See, that I can't do that. I'll have some sort of fit. Like I scream like a girl.
Mm.
And I whimper. I like to call it a whimper.
Yeah. I got one of them.
Yeah, I got one of them. Yeah. And spiders, man, freak me the fuck out. Because, like, brown recluses rot the skin.
My cousin got bit by one, like, on his waistline. Dude, it rotted out a hole about the size of a half a dollar.
Yeah, ruins tattoo space. It won't take ink most of the time. That's why I don't like them. And then black widows.
I see them all the time.
Yeah, they're not as dangerous as I was made to believe.
Especially when you're grown.
Yeah.
When you're a kid, it's...
Yeah, they are kind of dangerous.
They are very dangerous, but like when you get older, you can...
Yeah.
I see them all the time. You check a water meter box, flip the lid open, boom, there's one. I would have started a thread of just how many I see a day. I'd start taking pictures of them.
Dude, take pictures of them. I want to see it.
Sometimes...
I like to see them.
Sometimes big mama get big.
Yeah, no, big I like ass. To see them, yeah. No, I like to see them. Yeah, I like to think of it as a know your enemy type situation. So one of my favorite movies is Arachnophobia.
Really? I can't... Dude, I used to be like petrified of spiders until like I just started getting around. I saw a tarantula in real life one time. And it wasn't like somebody's pet. It was like a wild one.
Oh, it was a wild one.
Yeah. Okay. And I thought I was like a soul left body.
Yeah.
And there was a couple guys with me. We was kind of walking up trail. I don't remember what country we was in.
Somewhere where there's tarantulas.
Yeah. And just one, just boom, on the trail. And your boy
hit his... Do they have webs?
Hit his high note. Do they have webs? I think they like burrow.
They like make tunnels?
Yeah, and they kind of like come out at you.
No, hell no. Not jumpy spiders. Like, snapping at you and stuff.
What about those asshole videos? Like, I don't never share that. Like, I like sharing those, like, horrible food ideas. Like, with a girl making sherbet out of her toilet.
Yeah.
Like, that's funny. Yeah. To me, I was like, and someone who takes the time to watch that is like, yeah, this is pretty effed up.
Yeah. No, I was like that. I was like, man, that's wild.
But I don't like those jump scare videos, you know, where like the dude's like slowly opening something up and then like a big old spider like hops on the screen.
Yeah.
How about like piss on myself?
Yeah, I'll jump.
You get to watching those sport videos to where, you know, it's like a... Let's just say you're standing just a little bit behind the pitcher, or maybe the pitcher has like a hat cam on.
Yeah, yeah.
And the batter hits the shot right back at the camera. Man, that kind of thing will make me like jump back in my seat.
Oh yeah, all that stuff. I don't like it. It jump like the jumpy like no, because like I don't know, it fucks with my eyes real bad, and even on TV. You know, I used to run the camera behind home plate some when I ran camera for that sports channel. And I would flinch every time they threw or they would hit the ball. And sometimes it would even go into my hands.
Mm. Well, what the hell is this camera guy doing?
Yeah. Fucking freaking out, man. That's what I do.
Man, I called a couple games behind the plate. I hated doing that. I'd way rather be out in the field.
Oh, yeah, because you're like... Because nobody, you have to admit, when you get, everybody gets startled. Nobody's like, oh, nothing startled. That is a lie.
The worst part is not a wild pitch.
No.
Like, you know, and you get the little face helmet, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, the worst part is, like, sometimes you don't even have enough time to react. And I'm talking about those... foul balls.
Oh, that come straight back.
That come straight back, and they'll just like beam you like right in the face.
Yeah.
But like
in the face shield.
On the face shield. But like it you, after that happens a few times, you're kind of like, eh, here's what it is.
Yeah.
You could kind of like with the spider thing. It's like after that, like I thought like the day I see a tarantula, soul leaves body. And it did, but it came back.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm kind of over the spider thing now. Plus, I see them all the time now.
I don't know what it would take for me to get over my phobia of spiders. Because I see spiders all the time, but I'm still just as scared of every one of them.
You think you could eat one?
Hell no.
I don't know if I could.
Nope. I don't even want to look at one that's big enough for me to eat. We you know, apparently we eat like 7 a year anyway.
I just like to think about them like just in my ears. Just whatever they're doing, crawling down in my brain.
Dude, no.
Oh, yeah. That's the good stuff.
Because have I ever told you about the time when I was laying in the bed and I had seen one of those brown wolf spiders that jumps?
Those are little assholes, too. They're aggressive. They'll bite the shit out of you.
And, you know...
You know, like that, I've been bit, you know, they're not poisonous.
Yeah, it just hurts when they bite you.
But yeah, they got a bite.
Yeah.
They do hurt.
And I was like, laying in the bed, I had saw them over, like, by where I had my dirty clothes basket, like my laundry basket, and it was jumping over there. So I get in the bed, and my side of the bed was over by the laundry basket, and I felt something. Like crawling up. This is before I had this, you know, the beard. And I felt something like crawling up my face, and I sat straight up in the bed and started smacking my face down into the bed. Just like the side of my face, because I thought that it was that spider that I had seen had gotten up in the bed and was crawling up my face. Dude, it's petrifying. I think I may need to get hypnotized about it. Do you hold any weight with that? Do you think that holds any weight?
I don't know. Man, last time that I went on Man Up podcast with Jake Reeves and Tyler and Wes, I brought up two things that is kind of like, kind of not believed in.
Yeah.
I actually still got to go. But the first one is Reiki. You familiar with that?
I think you told me a little about it before.
Yeah. So, you know, that's, you got these, you know what, I'm not going to butcher this. I'm going to look it up.
So, kids, today on Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm. I had a, I did one of the trials, like it's for skeptics to do. It's like a 30-minute session.
Yeah.
Of the Reiki Master, like just going through the, here's the definition of it. It's Japanese. It's a healing technique based on the principle that the therapist can channel energy into the patient by means of touch to activate the natural healing processes of the patient's body and restore physical and emotional well-being. And it's called energy healing. The practitioners use a technique called palm healing or hands-on healing, through which a, quote, universal energy, unquote, is said to be transferred through the palm of the practitioner to the patient in order to encourage healing.
So it's kind of like laying hands.
Yeah, but like sometimes their hands would be like just hovering right above
Your body. Energy.
Yeah. And it starts at the top of your head and it moves all the way down to your feet. And by the time they get down to the feet, it feels like energy is just pouring out of your feet like a waterfall.
Yeah, I can see that.
And so is it real? Like, I was a skeptic and, I mean, I felt something, you know, and like my vibe or however you want to put it, it was different. I was in a better mood, for sure. So maybe the emotional thing of it.
Maybe
it's placebo.
It could have been a placebo.
This is the other thing. It's the well frequency. In Starkville, it used to be the only one in the United States. This was started in Norway. It was discovered that there is a frequency that heals. Just as there's a frequency that'll make you shit your pants.
Yeah, the brown note.
Elegantly put. But you get in this room that is to that frequency. You sit down, you get comfortable, and they bring you a glass of water that has been like atomized to that frequency, I guess would be the best way. It's like they electrically charge that water with the frequency, not to shock you, but it's like you're literally putting that frequency in your body, and then like you're in a room surrounded by it. And so they say it would be the equivalent of like maybe like it cures headaches. Like if you're one that gets migraines, like if you do this therapy enough, you'll stop getting migraines.
Probably just the frequency alone, though, would do that. Like being in a room, not even in a room engulfed with it, just like some headphones.
Yeah.
Going into your ears, I think that would be all it would really take. Cause
what do you think about frequency works. What do you think about the water, though, being tuned to a frequency and then you ingest it? BS?
Yeah, no.
I'm going to go try it.
Try it, yeah.
One day after work. One day after work and just... And then I want to have the guy on that runs it, you know, and I'll be like... You know, after I've done it, I was like, all right, I'm calling bullshit. Let's...
Like, well, the frequency will work 100%.
Or, you know, okay, this worked. Here's a testimony. You know, let's talk about it. Either way it goes. And maybe it don't happen. Like, I might have to go two or three times. I don't know.
Well, you just got to go in believing that it might work.
You ever been to a fortune teller?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, in New Orleans.
Did you take it seriously or as a joke? Or?
It would, you know, it was the same. Oh, you'll have successful life and... be business owner.
Mm.
You know, that thing.
How's that going?
Yeah, I'm not having any.
You know, I like it, like, you know, in the movies. And I've never been, but I imagine it would be like, you could say, it's just like horoscopes, right?
Yeah.
It's funny to me that people get obsessed with what they'll say, but it's the same with like a fortune teller, right? It's like you something so broad,
yeah,
about today is be like, well, a good thing is coming your way today. Like, I'm sure a bad thing is too. You know? I'm
sure some bad stuff's coming too, man.
Yeah. So you're not wrong.
Yeah, you're not wrong, but you're not all the way right either.
Or you might say, love is in the air today. Dude, it's literally in the air every day. It's just not, it might not be your air.
Yeah, it might not be the air you're breathing.
Yeah.
You might be invading somebody else's airspace. Which, I don't know. I mean, you can kind of hold a little weight with the horoscope stuff. But it's not something to base your life on. You know, if you read, oh, your horoscope says today is going to be terrible and you could die. Well, if you read that, and if you were to happen to read that out loud, you've manifested that now.
Mm-hmm.
And you could potentially die because you put that out in the atmosphere. Words have power. Words have a lot of power.
Yeah, I think like those words you say to yourself in your head carry the most weight.
Yeah.
Damn loser.
Yeah, all that. God, today's going to be terrible. My horoscope said today's going to be terrible.
Yeah, well, odds are it's going to be terrible.
Yeah, you're going to have a terrible
day. It's all
day.
About the mindset, man.
Like, that's right.
I try to do the positive side of it.
Positive. It's going to be great no matter what.
That's why I like vision boards, man.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Is, you know, to actually take a picture. Like, okay, this is what I want. Have a visible image of it. And if you don't exactly know what that looks like, you know, just maybe just write it out at that point to you. Because a vision will define itself as you go.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to lay out what you want in life and then to actively be pursuing it.
Well, the only way you're going to get it is to pursue it.
Yeah.
It's not, even if your horoscope says you're going to come into a Fortune 500 company job today. All right, cool. Will I get it?
Who knows?
It's still part on you. I mean, it's everything is, there's always everything that you do, everything that you hear you may do, there's always a part of it that's left on you.
I would say about 99%.
I'm going to say about 99% of it is left on you. You know, because you have to make the decision to go to that Fortune 500 company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to do all the things to make the horoscope come true. And so, really, it's just fucking, what do they call it? Manipulation? Newspaper been manipulating people for years, man.
Hmm. You know, I actually, I hate that nobody really reads, a newspaper anymore.
I know, dude. It hurts.
Especially like,
I need newspaper
especially
right
like
now.
your local newspaper.
Oh, Mama now still get to Pickens County. Oh yeah, you're in Lamar County. Never mind.
I mean, like local report. If I can talk, local reporting and local journalism is pretty good. For the
we
most
had a
part.
Local sports reporter here for a long time with the Pickens County mm-hmm. Herald. Was great. I think he sold some articles to ESPN.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, I don't really like it because I do believe, like, you know, mainstream media, I mean, you can look at their numbers, they're tanking. And I'm hoping, like, for it to go quickly. Because that's not really news to me. Like, that's all op-eds and, like, telling you how to think, kind of propaganda.
Well, you know, I saw something else talking about, you know, people watching the news and how people ingest the news and all that kind of stuff.
I need to get that.
Yeah, I need to fix that.
You want to hold that thought real quick and take a quick break?
Yeah.
Started burning my tired eyes. I brought all my favorite records. I've heard them all 100 times. Up ahead there's a
truck stop. It feels like some cosmic apology. You wake up and ask why we're stopping. I said just go on back to sleep. I just need to get out. I need to get out for a little
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.